It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
In our last episode, Dr. Stephen Fidget had made a time and space jump back to New York City in the year 1842 in order to steal one of P.T. Barnum's most notorious attractions, the Fiji Mermaid. Our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, were racing to the scene, having been settled with the responsibility of taking care of Dr. Floyd's mother's Pomeranian puppy, Mr. Beardy Chins.
We're almost ready to land in New York in 1842, Dr. Floyd.
Excellent. Remember to land near Dr. Steve's ship, Chips. We don't know exactly what he's up to yet.
Dr. Floyd, what are we going to do with Mr. Beardy Chins while we're stopping Dr. Steve?
Well, we are not going to let him run free again like last time. Are we, Dr. Grant?
No, Dr. Floyd.
Well, we should just make him stay in the ship.
Maybe if we took him out, though, he'd get so worn out he'd sleep peacefully tonight.
I guess that's true.
Chips says he can take Mr. Beardychins for a walk while we go stop Dr. Steve.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, Chips, land the ship and let's get going.
As our heroes prepare to land in New York in 1842, let's catch up with that nefarious ne'er-do-well, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget, who are, at this very moment, walking down a street in New York City.
P.T. Barnum's American Museum is just up the street, Fidget, and inside is the Fiji Mermaid. Oh, it will fetch a lovely sum on eBay once we return to our own time. Well, we're just going to go into the museum, swipe the mermaid, duck out the back door, and be back into the time and space dream before anyone is the wiser. Oh, will you knock it off? I know that you think the mermaid is gross. I don't want to hear about it again.
Dr. Stephen Fidget are almost to the American Museum, but they are not in the clear yet. In order to gain entrance, they'll have to get past the King of the Weird, the Shakespeare of advertising, America's greatest showman, P.T. Barnum, who is currently standing at the front door.
I wonder how I can divert some of this foot traffic into the museum.
Excuse me, is this the American Museum?
Why, yes it is, my friend. If you're looking for the most wild and bizarre exhibits in the world, you've come to the right place.
And are you displaying the Fiji mermaid this week?
Why, yes, we have, but only for a few more weeks before it begins its triumphant tour around the United States.
Excellent. Well, we'd love to see it. Knock it off, Fidget.
Wonders of nature like the Fiji Mermaid are not common, so your curiosity is understandable. That will be 50 cents each.
50 cents each? I seem to be a little light in the pocketbook at the moment. Fidget, do you have a dollar I could borrow?
A talking sock! How do you manage this little bit of scammery and trickification?
It's not a trick. He's my sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
No trick, eh? Right. How much would you consider selling this little piece of humbug magic for so I could display it in the museum?
He's not for sale.
Oh, nonsense. Every man has his price. How about $100?
No.
$1,000?
No, look, he's really not for...
$10,000!
No, Mr. Bottom, you see, he... $10,000? Well, I suppose I could be... Oh, you're right, Fidget. Mr. Barnum, he's not for sale. We would just like to go see the mermaid.
Okay, that'll be $1 for you and the talking sock.
Yes, right. We seem not to have $1.
No dollar? No mermaid.
Well, isn't there anything we could do to earn a dollar?
Nope, sorry. Wait a minute. Yes. Yes, there is. Here, pick up these 5 bricks.
Oh, all right.
I want you to keep 1 brick and set the other 4 down next to each of the buildings on the 4 corners of this intersection. Then I want you to walk from building to building, picking up 1 brick and replacing it with the one in your hand. Do this for 45 minutes. Then you may take your 15-minute break and come into the museum. Don't let anyone stop you and don't talk to anyone. Just keep going.
But I don't understand the point.
Let me worry about the point. Just do as I ask.
Dr. Steve sighed and began his work carrying bricks from building to building as P.T. Barnum looked on smiling. Meanwhile, Dr. Floyd's ship has landed in New York in 1842.
Okay, Chips, you take Mr. Beardychins for a walk, and we'll meet back here after we stop Dr. Steve. And make sure he doesn't get off his leash.
Hey, Dr. Floyd, look at this. I found a flyer for the American Museum. It's just about a block away, and this week they're showing the Fiji Mermaid. It says here that it's a real live mermaid.
No, the Fiji Mermaid was just a hoax that P.T. Barnum came up with.
You mean that sucker born every minute guy?
Yes, except that he never really said that. It was actually a competitor of Barnum's named David Hannum who said that... Wait a minute. That's it, Dr. Grant. I bet Dr. Steve is going to try and steal the Fiji Mermaid. Let's go!
Our heroes race off down the street to the American Museum, where Dr. Steve is still engaged in his odd brick-moving assignment given to him by P.T. Barnum. Dr. Steve, who had been working for 30 minutes now, had the sidewalks jammed with people, watching him carry bricks from building to building, all under the gleeful supervision of P.T. Barnum.
This is working out great. Look at all the rooms watching that fool walking with those bricks.
Excuse me, sir. I was wondering if we could possibly come in and see the Fiji Mermaid.
Oh, but of course. That will be 50 cents each.
Dr. Floyd, do you have a dollar I could borrow?
Yes, here you go.
Wait a minute. What an amazing specimen.
What's that?
Look at the size of that head. Have you ever considered a job in show business?
What are you talking about?
I can see it all now. Floyd, the man with the smallest head in the world. I'll pay you $100 a week, and all you have to do is come stand next to the Fiji Mermaid.
Confound it. Why does everyone have to... Wait a minute. I get to stand next to the Fiji Mermaid?
Yep, we have an empty case right next to it.
I'll do it. I need the $100 up front, though.
Well, here's $99.
$99? Why only $99?
Everyone pays to come into the American Museum, even the exhibits.
Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant heading to the museum. Meanwhile, Dr. Steve was nearing the end of his 45-minute brick-carrying assignment.
Fidget, we're almost done. I think this is the hardest I've ever worked to steal something. Yes, once I'm done with this last lap, I'll march right into the American Museum and swipe the Fiji Mermaid. Don't you say it.
Dr. Steve has just about earned his way into the American Museum while Dr. Floyd has secured himself an actual exhibit space in the museum. What will happen when Dr. Steve comes within arm's reach of the Fiji Mermaid? Will Dr. Floyd be able to stop him? And just what will the patrons of the American Museum think when they see the amazing Floyd with the smallest head in the world? Find out next week on the Radio Avengers of Dr. Floyd!